This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Gay Times, the camping music festival, is back, and this year it's celebrating its 7th anniversary. The festival runs over Friday, February 17th to Sunday, February 19th, and exclusive, we love that word, exclusive to Joy Drive, we're about to find out the lineup for this year's festival. Anna Whitelaw is the Gay Times Festival Director. Anna, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks so much, Em. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us. Gay Times, what's the vibe and what makes it what it is?
So I think the vibe is Gay Times is we bill it as the camping festival of your big gay dreams, and it is definitely that. It is a 3-day boutique camping festival in the forest in the Dandenongs, and it is a kind of a massive music and arts festival, so that really showcases the best Australian and international queer artists.
And I was chatting to you earlier, and the one thing I picked up was your absolute passion for Gay Times. What is it about Gay Times that is so different to all other festivals that you really love?
So I think Gay Times, sort of the genesis of the idea was that I'm a festival goer from way back, and I think the idea originally came out of having been to a lot of other festivals around the world, going to, you know, Meredith and Coachella and Golden Plains and all these other festivals, but wanting there to be an experience like that specifically for the queer community that gives a really safe and inclusive environment for people who might not feel safe in mainstream festivals. And we've kind of worked as a passion project on this year round with a group of committed festival and events people to bring the best of all the other festivals we go to around the world to this little forest doof that we're running for the
game. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Anna, I can't wait. You know, we've been sizzling this exclusive. I'm on bated breath, sitting on the edge of my seat. Tell us, what's the lineup look like for this year's festival?
So the lineup is, we've got sort of over 50 artists, of which we've announced about 40 odd of them, and we've got more to come. But the big headliners this year are Electric Fields, who will be returning after playing in 2019 on our last year on the mountain, for those who remember them, which is one of the best sets I've ever seen in my life, so I'm super excited to have them back. We've got Lady Shaka, who is an amazing DJ originally from New Zealand, who's based in the UK, who played at Boiler Room in Melbourne a couple of months ago, and has gone massively viral after that set. We've also got Big Wet, who is an amazing electropop rapper, who was one of the standouts at Meredith.
Yes. I heard nothing but stuff about Big Wet.
Yeah, we pretty much had people being like, just book Big Wet. And I'm like, don't worry, we've already done it.
Amazing.
And we've also got Jennifer Lovelace, who's back from Europe for the summer, who's played every single Gay Times for the 7 years we've been running the festival, who'll be closing out the festival again, who's leading the DJ lineup. She's an amazing queer DJ originally from Toronto, from Melbourne, and now living in Europe, and she was the DJ of the year at the Victorian Music Awards.
Amazing.
Just a month or two ago.
Sounds fantastic. We're chatting with Anna Whitelaw, Festival Director from Gay Times Festival, about the lineup at this year's festival, which is exclusive to Joy Drive. Well, the announcement of the lineup is anyway. Now, I believe, Anna, if you want to meet someone, you know, perhaps you're single, it's a good opportunity.
I mean, definitely, we do speed dating since it is Gay Times often falls over Valentine's Day. Doesn't this year, but we do speed dating on the first day. So if you're rocking up alone or with friends and you're single, there's certainly plenty of opportunities to meet people. We also have a really broad range of beyond just the music lineup. So the music lineup is two kind of out live music stages. We have a cabaret stage full of drag and comedy, circus, burlesque, and then we have three clubs this year. So we've got a whole bunch of amazing DJs.
Wow.
Oh. And it's pretty much a DJ lineup ripped from every other festival in Victoria over the last couple of months, plus a huge number of queer DJs who play across Victoria and across Australia. So we're really there's a lot there's a lot to see.
It certainly is, and it sounds absolutely incredible. It sold out in minutes last year. How are ticket sales looking this year?
We've got about a bit over 100 tickets left to go this year.
They'll be gone by 5 minutes from now, Anna.
Yeah, well, we've had we actually expanded the festival this year because the demand was so high in previous years, and we're sort of getting to the point where we really want people who've been attending the festival year on year to keep being able to come, but also give new young queer people coming out and exploring the scene to have the chance to come. So we've expanded it to 1,500 people this year.
We love that.
Makes it a very intimate experience,
absolutely,
I suppose,
and there's so much happening. So much happening. Anna, thank you so much for taking the time to give us that little sneaky exclusive, and the festival sounds like it's going to be a hoot as always, so thanks for your time.
No worries, thanks very much, guys. We look forward to it. Hope to see you guys there.
Absolutely. Gay Times is on from February 17th, Friday, to Sunday, Feb 19th. And for more info, you can check out their website, gaytimes.com.au. That was Anna Whitelaw, Gay Times Festival Director.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.